بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد My most respected elders and dear brothers Tuesday night is a very Mubarak night It is called Laylatul Bara'ah which we know as Shab-e Bara'at the 15th night of Sha'ban This is a night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces amnesty and forgiveness for everyone. It is a very great night. Amongst the greatest of nights. like how we hear Laylatul Qadr. So likewise, Laylatul Bara'ah, the 15th night of Sha'ban. My dear brothers, Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alameen. And he wanted good for this ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever there was a chance for the ummah to benefit, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened it up and showed the ummah. So likewise, this night also, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging this ummah. That this is a night of tawbah, it's a night of forgiveness, it's a night of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should take an opportunity, we should look forward to this night. And we should also look at it as a run-up to Ramadan. It's just half a month and then a person is in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. My dear brothers, in the short space of time, Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also cautioned this ummah that on this night when everybody will be forgiven, then there will be those Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spreading out His maghfirat and His forgiveness, yes, there will be those who will be excluded from this general maghfirat and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pinpointed and mentioned that people who are guilty of these particular sins and these particular wrongs, they will not be included in the general forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention this? So there's two obvious reasons. One is to show us the severity and how serious these gunas and these wrongs are. And number two, my dear brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted these people also to be forgiven. That they should also straighten up and make tawbah from these sins. So that you can also be included in this general forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the wrong of shirk, ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Muslims, as people of Iman, we don't attribute any partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our worship, nor in the sifat and the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ek or akela. He is alone as far as worship is concerned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone in His attributes and His beautiful qualities. There is nobody that can be like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or worthy of anything that is the right and the haq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Shah Ismail Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh. He gives a beautiful example. He says, there are certain things that are fit only for the king. The crown is only for the king. The jubba that he wears, that is fit only for the king. The throne, that is fit only for the king. And if that is given to somebody else, that is the greatest disrespect to the king. So likewise, the sajda, the ibadat, it is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To give that right to anybody else, that is the greatest level of oppression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna shirka la zulmun azim. It's not an ordinary oppression, it's the greatest level of oppression. So one is, my dear brothers, the wrong of shirk. Person who is guilty of this, he will not be forgiven on this night of Bara'at. Then, my dear brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about the murderer. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about the alcoholic, the person who is on some substance. These people also should ask for forgiveness before this night comes, so that they can also be included in the general forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about the parents. That person who is disobedient to his parents, who hurt his parents, who broke up with his parents, who is disrespectful to his parents, this person will not be included in the maghfirat on the 15th night of Shaban. So he also should make up. This is a time we make up. Our ustad, he explains us very simply in a madrasa environment. Person has got money in his pocket, 1,000 rand in his pocket. He went up to his friend, he said, "Maaf, please forgive me." If he checks in his pocket, then. So the point our ustad was making is, it doesn't cost you anything to ask for maaf. It doesn't cost you anything to make up with someone. And parents is such a sensitive issue that if a person is guilty of hurting his parents, apart from the punishment of the hereafter, the consequence of it he will taste in this very world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. When one sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him just one answer. Huma jannatuk wa naruk. Your relationship with your parents, understand it to be your jannat, understand it to be your jahannam. Through them, you can acquire, and negligence regarding them, you're going to go to jahannam. Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi alayh, he brings one narration in his tafsir. He says, one sahabi, those days it wasn't easy to make hajj. So this sahabi throughout the hajj, his mother was weak. He carried his mother throughout the hajj. And he made her perform this hajj. And with all that difficulty, you can imagine Saudi Arabia, the heat, the Arafat, going to Mina. It's not an easy thing. But throughout the journey, he carried his mother and he made her do the hajj. And then he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked, "Have I fulfilled the haqq of my mother?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to the effect, "Zafratin wahida." You know, when she was delivering you, just one gasp, how she was breathing, just one gasp of hers, you haven't even fulfilled the haqq of that one gasp of your mother. You're talking about fulfilling all her hukuk. So it's a very sensitive issue. We and our parents. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is cautioning us. That person who hurt his parents, who is disobedient to his parents, he will not be forgiven on the 15th of Shaban. Likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about the garments going below the ankle. That person whose trouser, whose kurta, whose garment is going below his ankle, he will not be forgiven on the night of Barat. Why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us this? He wants us to be forgiven. He wants us to make tawbah from these gunas, from these wrongs. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the occasion of Hudaybiyah, he was allowed into Makkah Mukarrama and somebody seen him and his kurta or his garment was above his ankles. So that person told him, "Just lower it, lower it. You're not looking very neat. Lower it." He wasn't shy. He was not apologetic. He was straightforward. He said, "Listen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there's no way that I'm going to leave out the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Our ustad used to explain us in a very beautiful way. In a class environment, he should make us understand. He used to say, when you go for umrah, when you go for hajj, if you're on the third floor, and you see the imam coming into the haram, so he says, from there you can see that the imam's garment is above his ankles. From there you can see. So then he would explain us, he said, "Let it not be 50-50. You also doubting whether your kurta is below or is above. Your pants is below or is above." He said, "Let it be clearly above your ankles." So this is also one wrong. We should all take it serious. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, one person was walking And he refused to lift up his garments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sunk him in the earth. And he'll be continued to be sunk into the earth right till the day of Qiyamah. So it's not a small thing. It's amongst the major sins to keep our garments below our ankles. So this night is coming, my dear brothers. We keep in mind all these wrongs that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the relatives. That person who has cut off relationship with his relative. One is the parents, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, particularly the parents. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the kith and kin, the relatives in general. That person who breaks up with his relative, he also won't be forgiven on this night. It's a very serious topic. We all want forgiveness. We all have our baggages. We all hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us, you want the forgiveness, then straighten this out before this night comes. One phone call, one maaf. Like our ustad said, doesn't cost you anything to ask for maaf. And in this time of dunya and in this hectic world, any person will be ready to forgive. But we just need that to humble ourselves, ask for maaf, make up with the person. Whether we are the zalim or whether we are the mazloom, whether it is inheritance, whether it is business, whether it's he didn't invite you for this, or he didn't invite you for his walima, whatever small petty issues it is, but we make up for the bigger picture, for the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَيَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. The 18th sipar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they should forgive, they should overlook. Don't they want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them? So our relatives, my dear brothers, our ustad used to explain us. He says, our hearts should not be like this mimbar. Our heart should be like the earth. See, the mimbar has got a very small capacity. Few people it can take. But this earth can take everybody. So our heart should not be so small. You know me, I can only get along with this person, and with this person, and with this person. That's all. Our heart should be like this earth. We should accommodate everyone and have the heart to forgive and be able to live with people. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that person who qati'ur rahim, who breaks off ties with his relatives. In one narration, we understand this is such a severe thing. It's not a small thing. You know, you stop talking to your brother, you stop talking to your uncle, you stop talking to this relative, that relative, you just broke off. It's not a small thing. In one community, if there is a person like that, he stops the general mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from coming down. In one gathering, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw it, and he announced, if there is any person in this gathering who has broken ties with his relative, come out of this gathering. Leave this gathering. That person went and he made up with his aunt. They understood the severity of this guna. It's not a small thing, my dear brothers. And then, my dear brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about one of the wrongs of this night. That person who has, one is the parents, okay, one is the relatives, and one is people at large. That person who has enmity in his heart, he's got dirt in his heart, he's got it in for this person, he's angry with this person in his heart, doesn't like this person, he thinks evil of this person, he thinks low of this person, that person also won't be forgiven on this night. This Tuesday night is not a small night. Shab-e Barat is a very great night. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, we have to clean our hearts. We have to clean our hearts before this night comes. And the sahabi walked in. Before he could walk in, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba? That a person from the people of Jannah will enter in your midst. The first day, the second day, the third day. And the sahabi saw it. He saw it on all 3 days. The same person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, he's from the people of Jannah. He must be. And eventually he found out that this person, he keeps a clean heart. Any person did him down, there was some some argument, some exchange of words. He cleans his heart, he forgives the person. He's got that heart. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these wrongs. He wanted this whole ummah to be forgiven. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we'll just go through those wrongs. One is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the parents. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the alcoholic. You know, mnemonics, the classroom environment. So we just remember the word, you know, get his napkins, the Pampers napkins. So we just go through those words. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the parents. He mentioned the alcoholic, the adulterer. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the murderer. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the pants and the garments going below the ankles. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about enmity of the heart and our relationship with our relatives. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq. We make tawbah from all these wrongs and we clean ourselves before this Mubarak night comes. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.